Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Final hour of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone for the next few minutes? Look at pictures of your food your friends ate again? Call 1-888-FARMERS for a quote live from the Farmers Insurance Studios.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Don't send me pictures of food. Don't. Unless it's some kind of exotic food like, hey, look, I ate crickets. Don't send me pictures
of
food. Don't do it.
Crickets, yo.
Nah.
What if it's a lot of cheese?
Just do it.
Ooh, is it cheese that I can get? Like, that's the thing. If you want to send me pictures of food, look what I ate, and I can easily get this, then I'm good with it. It's like, okay, but if you're saying, hey, I went out to dinner last night. Look at my dinner. I'm not eating it. I don't know. I'm not going to ask you how it tasted. If you have a recommendation for dinner, just you text me. Hey, go here for dinner. But you send me a picture of your food. That's like a big tease.
I've got a recipe you can recreate pretty easily.
See, that's okay. That's something that has a benefit for me. Okay,
I made
I get
a short rib queso.
Mm, ooh,
so you make the short rib queso. And then you drizzle it into some a queso.
Oh, now that sounds awesome.
Giant tray of cheese. If you come in Sunday, that's part of the smorgasbord for championship weekend at Fox Sports Radio.
Can't you just put it on some dry ice and mail it to me so I can have it? You could do that, right?
Swing by and let you gluttonize on the way back home, too. I mean, I could do that. I could drop it out curbside.
I'll tell you, that's one of those things that, you know, sometimes you hear a dish and you go, oh, I don't know if that's any good. And you go, maybe, like foie gras. Like, I don't know.
You don't foie gras?
No. I love it. But, it's not something that sounds something like you go, hey, oh, I don't know. Foie gras, is that good? I don't know. But you say short rib queso. I mean, who doesn't like that? I mean, it doesn't. It sounds awesome right off the bat, like Deshaun Watson, New York Jets quarterback. Like, it rolls off the tongue and it sounds great. Short rib queso.
Yeah, the one of the latest additions to the house, a queso cookbook, if you can believe that.
Nice. All these different ways to cook cheese. How to cook.
I mean, it just screamed you.
How to cook humans. How to cook four humans. How to cook 40 humans.
Just keep blowing on the cover and see what comes up next. That's it.
But speaking of food. Dan Patrick had a story earlier today that just is too great to be true. Maybe you've been following this. It's been a big story in college football. Tennessee Volunteers fired their head coach the other day because of massive recruiting violations. And it's gone on for a while. And so they finally had to make a decision. So they fired their head coach. And Phil Fulmer did a press conference, the AD, following the firing of Jeremy Pruitt. And before we get to the food part, this is great. Phil Fulmer at the press conference, okay? This guy, he was a legendary coach at Tennessee, came back to help run the athletic department. He's retiring now. Is the reason they had to fire Jeremy Pruitt is because of recruiting violations. And he's actually asked how recruiting is going, and he says recruiting's going great. I mean, what a trap question that was asked to him. And what you normally say is, how's recruiting going? You would go, seriously? And you move on to the next question. But he says recruiting's going great. Hey, you've been recruiting guys illegally, and now you had to fire a head coach. How's recruiting going? Oh, man, it's great, man. Oh, yeah, we're still getting guys. They're still coming here. We're still giving them buckets of money, and they're still coming. Oh, recruiting's fine. Yeah, we're going to be much better than last year. Everything is all good. I mean, how do you say that at a press conference in which you have been accused of recruiting violations? Yeah, recruiting's going awesome. It's really terrific. I can't say enough about it. Really, top to bottom, we're really doing well.
No, well, I mean, look, the class is coming together. I mean, Coach Pruitt, while we didn't achieve what we wanted on the field, they were building the pipeline. It's unfortunate because of an investigation internally that we have to say goodbye. He responded, his attorney, Michael Lyons, on behalf of Jeremy Pruitt, saying, "We believe the decision to be the culmination of an orchestrated effort to renege on contractual promises made to Coach Pruitt upon his hiring in 2017 and reiterated less than 5 months ago. The university's investigation yet to be completed, too. The chancellor hadn't read Coach Pruitt's interview transcript," and it just keeps going on and on. And it's like, and this is great. Less than 3 hours after saying that no decision on his employment had been made, Coach Pruitt was emailed a 5-page single-spaced letter of termination, the contents of which were immediately leaked to the public. So, yeah, this is going to end up in court because he wants his cash.
Do you want me to send all or just send to him? Send all. Okay, I'll send all. All right, there you go. All right, everybody in athletic department's got this. Ooh, people outside the athletic department got this too. Okay. So while they're dealing with this incredibly run of misrepresentation and appropriation, Dan Patrick earlier today on Fox Sports Radio broke this part of the story, which is just too good to be true. He cited a source with this story that told him how the recruiting violations came to be and what they centered around. They centered around bags of cash and McDonald's. According to the source on Dan Patrick cited on the show today, quote, "Well, they put money into McDonald's bags and gave them to the recruits when they came on campus. Some of the campus visits were not organized or they were not above board, but they were handing out cash. So you literally had bagmen and they put the cash in McDonald's bags and handed it to the recruits. Hey, you're that great running back from Walla Walla. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here you go. Have it your way. There you go. Great. Oh, it's a, and it's a bag
of
money.
Have it your way is a Burger King slogan. What are you doing?
That's right. Have it your way is Burger King. King. Well, maybe you would say that because you want to draw
maybe
the
you
suspicion
would. It's a
away
misdirection.
From it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You said you gave him McDonald's bag. Well, what did he say? Have it your way. Yeah. See, now you've cast aspersions and there's problems.
Wait, that's
with that
Burger
story.
King. Are you telling me the truth? You know, maybe you hand and go, "Hey, you're that great quarterback from Syracuse, right? Yeah, here you go. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You're loving it." There. Maybe that's what it is.
You start talking like Brian Cox.
That is him in the commercial, right?
It is. Yes.
Okay. I've been arguing with Pam about this for like 3 days.
That's
I go,
given.
"That's Brian Cox." She goes, "No, it's not." I go, "Yes, that's Brian Cox."
My kids hate that. We'll see commercials and they'll be like, "Hey, you know whose voice that is?" And like, "No." And I tell them, like, we watched Ultron the other day to go actually into a movie.
Okay.
And I'm like, "Do you recognize the voice?" And Madeline looks at me because sound familiar. I go, "It's Robert California from The Office." Because she doesn't know who the hell James Spader is.
Right. Wow. She's watched a lot. She's up to the Robert California episodes already?
Oh, we finished it.
Really? Wow, dude.
The Office and The Good Place are two favorite shows to go back to.
That's an accomplishment, man. You got Robert California in
there.
Yeah.
No, exactly. So I could say that with confidence. And she goes, "Yeah." The next line, it's like, I could see him saying that. Because that was really
on me.
What they did. Yeah.
Ain't no strings on
me. No, that's right.
So, look, I would be, honestly, a little upset. And maybe it's just me. I would be someone who, not that I'd be nervous about the money, but if you're coming up to me with a bag of McDonald's, giving it to me for free, I'd be a little upset that I look in a bag and it's money and it's not McDonald's. Because I'm like, "Here, McDonald's." I'm like, "Oh, great. I got a quarter pounder with cheese. I got fries. I got a Big Mac. I got..." If you're really a jerk, you give me chicken McNuggets, and I'm going, "Come on, man, really?" But maybe this is a big burger, and it's money. I mean, I get money, but boy, I kind of want McDonald's right in that moment. And I know that I could take the money and go buy McDonald's, but if you're handing me a bag and I'm expecting McDonald's to be in it, I need that very quick satisfaction of I want it, and I have it in like 2 seconds. I want McDonald's. I'm opening the bag. I'm taking a bite. I mean, I kind of want it that fast.
I understand that. You want to make sure you still get fed while you're getting fed.
Right.
Right? I mean, don't taunt me with the McDonald's. Because someone ate that sandwich. Unless you just went in and asked for a bunch of bags and paid off someone to give you empty bags.
Yeah.
Someone ordered McDonald's food. Maybe there's even grease stains. But they had that. They had the crispy fries. Maybe they had a nice big icy Coke to go along with it. And now you got nothing except the smell and a pile of money. By which you could then go buy yourself as many damn sandwiches as you want, which is a beautiful thing. But you want that sandwich in the immediacy. I understand. It gets the taste buds going and the salivation begins. I can understand that for you.
You know, I remember, and this is like a really weird memory, like going back, but I remember like in the 90s, my dad and I going into McDonald's once, and we got food, and we got a free copy of like an American Tale, Fievel Goes West.
Fievel.
Remember that McDonald's giving away VHS movies when you buy something, right? And I remember going in and they gave me this movie. I go, I don't want American, even though they got a great. I mean, Almost Paradise, I think, is from American Tale, Fievel. It's one of my favorite songs. Mike Reno, Ann Wilson, Almost Paradise is awesome. And I remember they gave it away, and I was like, I'm not going to watch this. So I gave it to a kid. He was so excited. I walked out, and I go, here you go. Mom, an American Tale, Fievel Goes West. He was so excited. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And I gave it to him. I was like, yeah, I guess I got it for free because I got a double quarter pounder with cheese meal or whatever it was.
Nicely done. See, you made someone's day. I want to say Somewhere Out There is a Fievel Goes West song too, isn't it?
Somewhere. Yes, I think that is American. I think all the big top songs, the big love ballads of the 80s were from American Tale, Fievel Goes West. I think they're all.
Why did I know that? I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I knew Almost Paradise.
James Ingram. Nicely done.
James Ingram, was he on the Wings of Love?
No, that's Jeffrey Osborne. On the Wings of Love.
I think that was Jeffrey Osborne. Right now, Tyshirt's head is spinning going, what song am I going to get for the next one? What am I getting? On the Wings of Love am I getting Almost Paradise? But, you know, I'd be...
Yeah,
you know,
that
back
was
to this,
Osborne.
This
yeah.
Tennessee story is that if I was a recruit and you said to me, all right, we have the money thing, but that could be dangerous, I would say, what if you gave me a McDonald's card? And he would say, what do you mean? I would say,
that's a good move.
You give me a McDonald's card where I can go into McDonald's anytime and get whatever I want, and I just use this card and you pay for it.
There's too much of a trail there.
No.
If I just hand you a bag of cash,
mm-hmm.
Chicago style, it's done.
I like the way you said bag of cash.
I wanted
to get back to Chicago.
I mean, it's kind of like Magnover in Blue Chips, just elevated.
Yeah, like the worst player in Blue Chips.
Well,
had to get the most money.
Hey.
What do you do? Dude, you're the worst player on the – we got Jack and Penny Hardaway, man. You're Magnover. Come on,
well,
man.
But Penny Hardaway, I mean, Mom got a new job and a house.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, but his dad got a tractor. Tractor's got to be a lot of money.
Tractor's expensive. That particular tractor, I bet you if you went and looked at what the proper, equivalent to the Kelley Blue Book would be.
It's probably the same tractor from Footloose that they had the big the game of chicken on, driving the tractors at each other.
It could vary.
But the one
that gets tipped over during cars. But the...
When they go cow tipping,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Just knocking the tractors over,
yeah.
I would be the king of campus if I was the guy, because they would say, "Dude, go with Jason. He's got the McDonald's card," and it would be like Jason's a spy. He's 007. Like I would say, "Come on, dude, I can go to McDonald's and get whatever I want in this, and it goes and gets paid for. Come on, just don't tell anybody."
Yeah,
I go,
but see, now
I
you got the electronic.
All my friends following me. Are you kidding? Yeah. I'd go to parties and I'd go to frat sorority parties, and I'd say, "Girls, I'd like, hey, come on, come to McDonald's. I can get whatever you want." No, really? Yeah, come on. We all go and we're. Oh my God, I'd be the king. I'd be going down the street leading a parade like I'm Frosty. The snowman, thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump. Look at that Frosty go to McDonald's.
You know we're buying you a top hat now and making you do this.
I'd be walking around going,
I'm going to load up a card with a couple $100 at some point here in the near future, and we're going to film an ad of you being Frosty. Come on, kids.
I would make people do that. No, you have to kind of dance behind me in line, because this is how we're doing it. I'm going to hold the broom, and I got the top hat and the corncob pipe and the button nose and two eyes made out of coal. And I'm going to sing the McDonald's thumpity song, and you come down, and you're happy, too. You know, you're wearing the mittens and the gloves, and you're cold, and we're going, thumpity, thump, thump, Big Mac, thump, thump, going to McDonald's now. The traffic cop stops us and lets us go through the town square. We're going into McDonald's. Oh, I'd be the king. I'd be the guy. Dude, Jason is the guy. What do you mean? Oh, he's a McDonald's card guy? Oh, I got to hang out with him, man. You girls would be like, oh, my God, I got to hang out with him. He's a McDonald's card guy. I would be the king.
That could become an ongoing television show. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
This is better than anything Billy Eichner ever did on the streets. Are you kidding me? I'm asking people questions as I lead them for burgers and fries. Come on, it's legendary.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump. Just going down the street. I got no shoes on. Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? Happy birthday.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. There's a whole segment that has no idea, except this is funny. And then you have to go watch Frosty the Snowman later.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a bundle on your auto insurance. Well, coming up next, we break down just why Frosty gets into that area of the hothouse he shouldn't, and he winds up melting. No. Coming up next, we get T-shirt, really? No, Almost Paradise. No, Almost
Paradise.
Well,
I'm in paradise, Jason.
No, Almost Paradise.
He's knocking on heaven's door.
No, On the Wings of Love. No, Somewhere Out There, really? Well, what are you doing?
Waiting
tonight?
For a soccer hot take, but I didn't get it.
Soccer hot take? I mean, really, I gave you fastball after fastball down the middle. We didn't get any of those.
We
songs.
Still got bump backs, Jay.
Okay. All right. Up in the clouds above,
stop it.
Flying. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch. You could save a bundle on your auto insurance. Coming up next, the biggest story of the night. I'll tell you who a trendy pick to win their division in Major League Baseball is going to be because of the big free agent signing they made tonight. That's coming up next. This is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I did this song once at karaoke. I was so drunk. There's no way I'll do that. I was so out of my mind. I'm like, I'm going to do Jeffrey Osborne On the Wings of Love. I went way out of my comfort zone, man. Because my comfort zone is like Rhinestone Cowboy or Grease.
Something where you don't have to go too far up or too far down, right? The Jimmy Buffett type of philosophy.
Yeah, like my wife and I like to do Proud Mary. You know, even though I had to be Ike, you know, I get to be like, rolling. But when I
just on principle, as smart as he was musically, I just can't be Ike.
Yeah, it was hard.
I could be Ike from South Park, but I can't be Ike Turner.
I could be the chef. But when I get into and I'm going on the wings of love up in the clouds, and I'm doing it like that, and people are like, what the hell is this guy doing? At least he's entertaining. All right, but this guy's got to go. Twitter out, how about a fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith here with Mike Harmon. We are live, as always, from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. You could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. In case you miss any of the show, our Best Of podcast goes up about 45 minutes from now on iTunes. Use the iHeartRadio app wherever you listen to podcasts. Download it, listen to us, subscribe to us. We'll love you forever. Thank you for helping our podcast grow and grow. Again, it's really easy. iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. Subscribe, rate us. Mike and I will love you forever. Now, before we get to the big story out of Major League Baseball, you know, one of the things I find myself doing, because, you know, still here in the quarantine here in LA, and I know the other, you know, states have opened up a little bit, but still in a lot of them we're still hunkered down. Anytime I go out to run an errand, I look for the guy who's making all kinds of headlines. He's gone viral now here in LA because this guy is dressed up as the Mandalorian and he's skateboarding around LA and he's like holding on to cars going through intersections and drive, and he's got a baby Yoda with him and he is dressed full Mandalorian mode, like top to bottom with the helmet and the Beskar armor and he's dressed like the man and he's waving to people and he's taking pictures and selfies. I say every time I drive around, I go, am I going to see the Mandalorian? Am I going to see the Mandalorian? It's kind of cool.
Now, so here's the question. Is he doing the mobile Hollywood Boulevard thing? So if you go to take a picture, he asks you for money?
Oh, see that? I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Because wouldn't that be an interesting little twist on this?
Yeah.
You know, normally, look, for those nationwide, you come out here to California, once we open up, we will embrace you. Arms wide open, Creed style, across Southern California when you come back for all your tourist needs. And if you go to Hollywood Boulevard, well, you got people in costumes all over the place. Some do a good job. Some are kind of creepy representations of, well, classic kids characters. Mm-hmm. But if you go to pose for a picture, even if you're not standing near them, they will shake you down for cash. Some will chase you down the street.
I think he's spreading joy, though. And I get it, because I've had those people
Well,
say,
I mean, those other people are spreading joy, too. They just want to get paid.
Yeah. I mean, there's times that we're up there. When Zoe was younger, we'd go up, and she would see all these kids. Dad, can I get a picture? I'm like, no, it's cost money. What? Like, she didn't understand the concept of money and didn't understand why she couldn't stop and take a picture with every single person. I would take a picture with Elmo and then Princess Leia and Chewbacca. And I said, no, it's just for us to look at. Oh, okay. But I'm like, then suddenly, it's $50 later. We have five pictures of a guy dressed up in a ripoff Chewbacca outfit. I mean, I don't want that.
No, the best is when, two of the same character get near each other. And now they fight for your attention.
Oh, sure.
and then eventually start fighting each other, and someone's got to break it up.
If you fight each other, I'll pay you both $10. All right, let's see. It's like Thunderdome.
Thunderdome on the streets of Hollywood.
Look
just next to the Donna Reed star on the Walk of Fame.
It's Oscar the Grouch against Baby Yoda. Let's see who's going to win this one.
Elmo knows where you live.
Elmo's got a shiv, and I'm going to stab you in the heart with it.
Whoa. Now some kid's going to try to go to sleep. You just give him nightmares.
I had a dream Elmo stabbed me. And just cut. All right. So,
I hope they're all dead.
Whoa.
Well, no, but if you use a trash can lid on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you can be Oscar the Grouch, and the other days you can be Captain America. It works very well.
Yeah, but you could also be the Houston Astros. What are you doing? I'm telling you, the fastball is coming. I'm just pounding on it. I'm Houston Astro. So speaking of the Astros, they lost one of their star players tonight. Really, and it was never even a conversation that he could be going back to the Astros, is George Springer is now a member of the Toronto Blue Jays. It was between the Mets and the Blue Jays for George Springer. The Mets clearly had a day today where they had to take care of firing their general manager, and they did. They did it swiftly. They did it strongly, and the Mets make this a one-day story. But the Mets were the front runners for Springer for a long time. But he goes to the Blue Jays for 6 years and $150 million. The Mets offer topped out at about $125 million, but Springer became less of a priority once the Mets got Francisco Lindor, because they're going to have to give him a lot of money, because you can't just trade those guys away and say we got one season of Lindor. So he's got money. Michael Conforto is due some money. So the Mets have some cash to pay out. I'm not that bummed, because was Springer someone that would have been really good? Sure, he would have been good, but the Mets have a pretty decent lineup. You know, I'd rather see them sink some of that money into pitching. I'd rather see him get Brad Hand. And clearly the Mets, look, if we didn't want George Springer, if he didn't sign with us, it's because we didn't want him, right? We take whoever we want from any team, right? We have more money than anybody else, right? Steve Cohen has cash coming out of his ears. It doesn't matter. We just didn't want George Springer because we want other players. We'll take Jose Abreu from you. We'll take Cody Bellinger from the Dodgers. You don't have a choice. We're just going to show up and say, here's money, and he's coming with us, and the guy's coming with us. That's how the Mets do business now. I'm okay with losing out on George Springer.
Are they sending them with bags of money, Tennessee style? For Toronto, I mean, they were the other team that's been mentioned the last couple of days. So this isn't shocking by any stretch of the imagination. The fact that there was reportedly about a $25 million gap between where the Mets were offering and where Toronto did, that's kind of interesting. $4 million a year difference is a significant amount of money. I mean, that's another middle reliever, lower-end middle reliever anymore. But the idea that you add him to what is already a potent lineup, 6-year deal, but as you've said all along, it's where he's at age-wise, you're expecting the breakdown towards the last third of that deal. So it's, all right, let's pay now. And really, on the whole, not prohibitively expensive. And you get him for a couple of years while you've got some really talented young players under control for nothing, right? Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to make $525,000 this year.
Yeah.
So you have to leverage it, just like we talk about in football all the time, right? Where you can try to win with the young quarterback, right? Try to go to your Russell Wilson model, if you will, and you're not paying the quarterback position anything, so you can load up with the extra defense. defensive lineman or linebacker. Maybe you overpay for a second cornerback. Maybe make an addition to your offensive line. You got to keep them upright. But you don't have to invest in the quarterback position in a big way. Here, you've got a young lineup. So go and try to win now, knowing that your window is probably limited before you've got to make some really tough decisions on what that lineup becomes. As for your Mets, still plenty of free agents out there, as we've talked about. I mean, you're still looking at 80% of guys haven't signed a deal yet.
Yeah.
I mean, so you still have, whether you want to go and find another couple of arms or you have ideas of other free agent bats, I mean, there's still plenty of shopping to be done.
Now, for Springer, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. For Springer, there's really good, and then there's good and bad for this deal. You know, as you alluded to, I see this deal like when Johnny Damon signed with the Yankees, where this is a trade that, boy, it's a long deal, it's a lot of money. The first couple of years for the Johnny Damon deal were going to be good, and the last couple of years were not going to be very good. And that's kind of how this deal would be for George Springer. The first 3 years of this contract are going to be fine, because he's 31, he's still a leadoff type hitter. He may not hit leadoff in this lineup, which we'll get to in a second, but he's still a leadoff type hitter and a really good center fielder. Is he still going to be that guy when he's 35 for the last 3 years of his contract? I don't know. And so suddenly then you're paying a guy that needs to play a corner outfield spot. He's not producing as much, and boy, is he due a lot of cash. So that's going to be tough. But the first 3 years, what you got to pay attention to, and I'm sure, look, the Blue Jays are saying, none of us are going to be around in 3 years. What does it matter? You know, somebody else will take care of this. Because the next 3 years, this is when they have to win. Because this Blue Jays lineup is bleeping relentless. All right, of the lineups, look, there's a lot of good lineups in Major League Baseball. You know, I like the Mets lineup. I like the Padres lineup. The best lineups that scared me, where I don't want to pitch to them at all, are the Dodgers and the Braves, because they go so deep with players. I know the Braves, are going to lose a player or two, but that lineup is so good. It's so young, and that's the issue, is that this Braves lineup is going to be good for a long, long time. The Dodgers lineup, you go 12 or 13 guys that can play, and if you're adding the designated hitter to the National League, look out. You know, this is where there's no breaks in the lineup. There's no place where you can say, well, at least at 7 and 8, I get guys hitting 240 and, 245. There's no breaks there. But this Blue Jays lineup now, with all the guys they have there, with Biggio and Bichette and Vlad, it's amazing. These guys are just going to rake. It's mm-hmm. You have Randall Grichuk, who is a guy who's 28 years old, and he's still in his prime. He was always a good hitter. He's a 30 and 80 guy, right? He's a guy that's 30 home runs, knocks in 80 runs. He could hit eighth in this lineup. I mean, that's how good the Jays are. If you're talking about the top three lineups I am absolutely afraid of in baseball right now, Dodgers, Braves, and the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays are going to be a really trendy pick to win the division in the AL East this year because of this big move with George Springer, because that lineup, top to bottom, all they're going to do is rake.
Well, that's it. Score a ton of runs, maybe spend less on pitching, and just outslug teams. That does work, right? We see that. Look at the National Football League. Your offenses that are still playing. Yes, you'll have some defenses that have some clout to them, right? Tampa's a top 10 defense, but they all have in common their upper tier top options at scoring points. Same thing works in Major League Baseball. Just keep them. No breaks in the lineup. That forces managers to spin because there are no easy outs. You know, National League batters or anything like that. You know, the catchers in a lot of cases and the pitchers. They don't want to do it. I don't want to see it. They're going to be fun to watch, and it'll be curious where they play their games as well. Are they in Florida? Are they in Buffalo?
It doesn't matter. They're going to hit wherever they are. I mean, it really, this lineup is just top to bottom. Like I said, Grichuk could be hitting eighth in this lineup. That's how good it is.
Yeah, and now you're left wanting.
Vlad Jr. is going to probably hit fifth. I mean, this lineup is – you got to win now, though, because, look – Toronto understands we only have some of these guys for a short amount of time. Maybe we keep one or two of them, but are we going to keep all of them? No, because a couple of these guys are going to get $300 million contracts at some point when they come up in a couple of years. I mean, this is their time. This is it. They got to do it now.
Time has come today.
Now. I'll tell you what. So there it is. The big news of the night, George Springer to the Blue Jays for 6 years and $150 million. We got more coming up in 90 seconds, but first...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the Farmers Insurance Studios. Call Farmers for a quote. So the excitement level, Mike, for Deshaun Watson for me, of course, is off the charts, right? Especially
well, now that George Springer's gone.
I've moved on. Now, George Springer, well, listen, the Jets need Deshaun Watson more than the Mets need George Springer. But, you know, clearly, look, we've told you how badly he wants out, Deshaun Watson. Now, the last 24 hours, he's liking posts on social media where people are putting him in Jets uniforms. He liked the New York Post back page from 2 days ago that said, whatever it takes to get Deshaun Watson from the Texans. So clearly he wants out. Clearly he's interested in the Jets. And you know what? I get it. I get that the philosophy of any team, like whether it's the Jets or the Dolphins, because they're the teams that have the real draft capital to make a trade for Deshaun Watson, because it's going to take two or three first-round picks. I get the philosophy of let's keep these picks and let's build around the quarterback we have and see if we can win. Let's build the team and maybe the quarterback will raise his level of play. I get that because it's worked to an extent for the 49ers and for the Rams and right now it worked to an extent for the Cleveland Browns. But here's why there's no price that is too high for Deshaun Watson. All right, when you build your team like the 49ers, like the Rams, like the Browns have, because they realize their quarterbacks are not as good as they thought they were, so we're building up the team around. We're going to bring in a great running game, and we have good weapons at wide receiver and a great defense, and we spend our money there, and we're hoping that the quarterback can make plays. That can work, but the window for that is so short because all you need is a couple of injuries, and when you're relying on more players to be great, it's a lot more difficult to win. So that window of success is maybe only a couple of years. Look at the 49ers. They're at the end of the window. Their window's closed. They're moving on a quarterback. They're moving on to other positions because it just didn't work out. They got to the Super Bowl. That was great. But for sustained success, it didn't really work. All right? This is why you go get a top five NFL quarterback like Deshaun Watson. You want sustained success? I'm going to give you the teams in the NFL with the best record since 2010. Right, so the last decade in the NFL, who are the five teams with the best records overall? Teams okay. that are in the and these teams are in the conversation every year. They've won Super Bowls, they've lost Super Bowls, and every year for the last 10 years, they're basically playoff teams. The top five teams with the best record are the Patriots, the Packers, the Steelers, the Seahawks, and the Saints. Right? Patriots, Packers, Steelers, Seahawks, Saints. What do they all have in common? They all have incredible, elite-level, talented quarterbacks, a few of whom are going to the Hall of Fame, right? Obviously, the Patriots don't have Brady anymore, but it was Brady every year until this year. Aaron Rodgers going to the Hall of Fame. Ben Roethlisberger, Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson probably going to the Hall of Fame. Drew Brees definitively going to the Hall of Fame. When you have a great quarterback, you can stay in contention. And, you know, you're talking about a 10-year sample, not a 3-year sample, but a 10-year sample where players change over and over. You've had head coaching changes. You've had big-time changes at skill positions a couple of times. But the one big constant is that quarterback. When you have a great quarterback, anything is possible. This is why if the Texans say, I want 3 first-round picks and a player, I'll give you 3 first-round picks. What do you want? Give me Deshaun Watson because suddenly I'm a lot better off than I was before if I'm trying to make it work with a quarterback that is not as good.
Well, and in the in that decade that you talk about, New England's the only one to get over, right? And Seattle right at the beginning of things. Otherwise, because right now they're in existential crisis because they can't get over, right? Great well, in the still, division, Aaron, but they can't finish.
But you go back a little bit more. You know, you go back a year, New Orleans won the Super Bowl. The Packers won the Super Bowl. So, but, you know, these teams.
I'm just giving you grief.
You know, sure.
Saying you're consistently there, but then all sorts of disappointment at the end. You mentioned New Orleans, just to do that real quick. Brittany Breeze, Drew Breeze's wife, put on Instagram a reminder, 11 broken ribs, the collapsed lung, torn fascia, and a torn rotator cuff among the injuries Drew Breeze played with this year. Almost as if telling us he's going to try to play somewhere, people. He's not done. He was broken.
You imagine? Oh, boy.
Well, because that's the big thing for San Francisco, right? Are they done with Jimmy Garoppolo, or are they wanting to run it back, you know, when Mostert, Debo Samuel, and George Kittle are actually on the field? That might help a little bit in terms of, you know, your overall production. Although you do lose your heart and soul with the new head man of the New York Football Jets. But, yes, it's fun times, and can't wait to see what the next scuttlebutt is about Deshaun Watson.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. Deshaun Watson. Coming up next, my buddy Deshaun Watson. This is Fox Sports Radio.